let's see, if you were, let's say, coming home from church when you were young, and a young man offered to escort you, what would he say?
May I take you home?
Okay. Would that be walking or riding? Or does it matter?
Well, I don't think it matters much, but I think take would require his making some effort or having a conveyance. if it were walking, he'd probably say, may I walk home with you?
Okay. And let's see, you do what to a wheelbarrow to make it go?
You push it.
Okay. How about a wagon?
You pull it.
Okay. And, you're carrying a heavy suitcase upstairs. You would say you what? Get up there. Something very heavy.
I'm not quite sure the word
you
want.
Would you just say I carried it up the stairs?
I carried it up the stairs. I took it up the stairs. No, there's something else I would say. What would I say? I hauled it up the stairs. I wagged it up the stairs.
Okay, yeah, that's what I would have done. Dragged it up. How about lugged or toted?
I wouldn't have toted it since I was about 6 or 7.
I didn't think you would. Would you lug it?
I might have. I think so.
Yeah.
It would imply a certain amount of resentment at having to do it.
Yeah, that's what someone else told me about. Told it. They carried any, they went and got or carried anything that they was pleasant. If they told it, it was unpleasant. Well, if a child, you've just iced a cake, you know, and you see a little 3-year-old coming along and looking at that pretty icing, you might tell them more.
Don't touch.
Okay. Or you might say, don't, would you ever say, don't you touch it, or something like that?
Not unless the child was being unpleasantly intent upon doing it after he'd already been told not to.
Okay. Yeah.
He comes along pleasantly and reaches out his little hand, I say, don't touch. But if I have drawn the little hand back, he frowns and reaches a hand again, I said, don't you touch that.
Yeah. Well, you might, let's see, if someone throws the ball, you might what?
Catch it.
Okay. And you might ask someone to go what? You a knife, you need a knife, you might ask someone to go what?
Lend me your knife.
They're going to just get it for you.
Go get my knife.
Okay. And, let's see.
I know fetch and would have understood it.
What?
I know and would have understood fetch. I probably wouldn't have said it myself.
Yeah, probably. I take it that's the other option here.
I think that's probably your other option.
Myself, haven't gotten any others. Well, let's see. You don't get something right the first time, you might ask someone to give you another.
Give me another chance.
Yeah, and someone who is very pleasant and smiling and who is willing at the moment at least to do whatever you ask, you say they're in a good...
In a good humor?
Okay.
Oh, in a good humor. I never know whether the H is aspirated or not when I actually say it. You'll just have to catch me talking about something else and find
all
out.
Right. Yeah, too bad. We can't do all of that this way.
I don't think there's an H usually when I say it. Of course not, because Goldsmith is a good humored man. Mm-hmm. No, he's a good natured man, isn't he?
Well.
All right. No H.